And right now it is time for us to get into the Word of God, as we do every day at this time, to give you some spiritual nourishment to get your day started out right.
And joining us, as she has all week long, is Rebecca Crayer from Lima City Council. Rebecca, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing excellent. How are you?
Good, good. Thank you so much for joining us again. Appreciate
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
Well, we're going to turn things over to you and let you share what God's laid on your heart.
Thank you. Thank you. So, this last week, we had talked about mercy, finding hope, peace, serving others. So, you know, We always like finishing up important times together with an action plan, like here's something to do, right? So there are three scriptures specifically that I thought of immediately when I thought, you know, what are things that we can do to serve others, or what are things that we can do to honor the Lord? And the first one that came to mind immediately was Matthew 6:33. So let me just say, for everyone who has a scripture memorized, hold them into your heart today, quote them as I read them. And for those of you who maybe have never heard them before, today is a great day to go look at these scriptures and to read what they have to say after we talk about them. So this first one is Matthew 6:33, and the first word it says is to seek. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. You know, there are times when I'm going through life and I think, you know, am I doing the right thing? Am I on the right path? And this scripture will come to mind because it goes seek first. So I find, as long as my heart and intentions are to honor the Lord, I'm going to be okay. The Lord says, seek first the kingdom and righteousness, and all these things will be added. The second scripture to do something with is Proverbs 3:5-6. And we know this one. This one is an important scripture, I think, because not only now do we have to seek, now we have to trust. This is trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not into your own understanding, and all your ways submit or acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. So first you got to seek. Secondly, there's a portion you got to trust. So after you've gone, okay, Lord, this is what I'm doing. Am I doing the right thing? And you are, the Lord is just coming along beside you, and you feel peace. You know you're doing the right thing. So you got to trust the Lord. He's not going to fail you at all. So seek the Lord, and then, I'm sorry, trust the Lord. And then the last one is Philippians 4:8. This is a thinker. So finally, brethren and sisters, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are noble, whatsoever things are right, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are excellent or praiseworthy, think about these things. You know, I don't think it's hard being a Christian necessarily. I think sometimes we are our own worst enemies. Let's take anxiety for a minute. I know anxiety is something that can come quickly and it can last. When there are times and moments of anxiety, go back to Philippians 4:8. Think about these things that are noble and true and right. So when the enemy comes against you and says, oh, you're not worthy or you're not good enough, go back to what the scripture says. Think about the things that are true. You are worthy. You are the right person. You are. Like, this is the things the Lord says that you are. Think about those things. Then go back to Proverbs. Trust the Lord. Trust that he is going to make a way for you. Trust the Lord is responsible for you. And then seek. Seek the right things. Seek the kingdom first. Seek God's righteousness. So for all the things we've talked about this week, the Lord is faithful, and this is his scriptures, and he said he will never go back on his word. For our part, we also need to follow the actions the Lord said to do. And I know it's not always easy, but they are important, and he will come through with it. That's why he's the Lord, and thank God I'm not.
Amen. Amen. Thanks, Rebecca. Would you go ahead and pray for our listeners this morning?
Yes. Heavenly Father, we as listeners and as a community, your followers, we come together today, God, and first of all, thank you for another day. Thank you for a day when we get to honor you in the best way we can. Lord, thank you for another day when we get to build relationships with you and with those around us. Lord, I praise you for being a God who is bigger than we are, who can see things from the beginning to the end. Lord, thank you for giving us trust in you. Father, thank you for giving us hope and peace, Lord, and showing us mercy. Father, I ask you today to be with our first responders as they come and they go. Lord, I thank you for a strong nation, even in times of division. Lord, you are our provider. ask for these things in your son Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Rebecca Crayer is joining us from Lima City Council. She's been sharing the Word of God with us all week long on the Morning Munch. And Rebecca, tell us about your work on Lima City Council.
Yeah. So, Tommy, I thought about this today. All week long, we've talked about just some of the things that I do, but I haven't really talked about some of the things that, as a member of council, that I need other citizens to do with us. So, of course, members of council, we agree or disagree about how we're going to spend money. Members of council should go out and serve their community, which I'm a big advocate for. But the one thing I'm going to need, or I do need from residents, and this happens all over the state of Ohio, all over the United States, is when the weather gets hot, you're not sure if your elderly neighbor is okay or a neighbor you know that just needs a little bit more help. If they're not okay or you're not sure, go knock on the door. Go see how they are. Or if you don't want to do that, call your police department. It's called a wellness check, and they'll do this out of the kindness of their heart. So knock on the door and say, hello, we're just concerned about you. Are you okay? You know, when the weather gets hot, it becomes difficult for people, you know, if their hearts are weaker than yours or just things, right? So one thing that can be helpful to your local government is keeping an eye on your neighbor. And if you're not sure that they're okay, call your police department. Now, note, call their front desk, call the local number, not the emergency number, but check on them. Mow their grass for them. Take them, you know, some cookies or flowers. Those are things that are really helpful. So our job, you know, as an elected official is to do the best we can to meet individual needs as well as the community needs. But I got to tell you, neighbors helping neighbors is one of the strongest form of a community. We can't, as counselors, can't do it all. Even though we walk up and down streets, we talk to the neighbors as we can, you see your neighbors. So the one thing I'm asking everyone to do while the weather's hot is just take a look at what's happening in their community. And if you're not sure what's happening, ask the police to come out, do a wellness check. Or you do it. Go knock on the door, take them some flowers.
Excellent. Hey, Rebecca, thank you so much for being with us all week long. And if folks need to get a contact you through your role as city council, how can they do so?
Yeah. So the best way to find me can be my email. So I'm going to tell you what this is. It's my first and last name. So it's Rebecca, Rebecca.Kreher at cityhall.lima.oh.us. I take no credit for that email address, by the way. It's quite lengthy, but cityhall.lima.oh.us.
Hey, Rebecca, thank you so much. We really appreciate your time with us this week.
Yeah, thank you, Tommy.